Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. The MCC pact not tabled in House of Representatives as political parties failed to forge common view. Law Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu says MCC to be presented in the House on Friday after discussion. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussing MCC pact tomorrow in a bid to find consensus. And NATO demands proof of Russia pulling its troops from Ukrainian border. Now the news in detail. The MCC pact did not get tabled in the House of Representatives today as the political parties failed to forge an agreement on the issue. Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Rosanath Pandey said the pact could not be tabled in the House as the ruling coalition were divided in leading the MCC in the House. He further said in the meeting of the Work Management Advisory Committee of the lower house of the parliament could not agree on settling the MCC pact in the House agenda for today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Badu has said efforts are going on to force an agreement on introducing the MCC in the House. Talking to media after the meeting of the House of Representatives today, Law Minister Badu explained that the document should be tabled in the House to address the related discourses and disputes in the public and political spheres. He added that the political parties realized they needed more time to have an agreement on the pact. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Senior Leader Jalanath Kanal argued that the document needed to be revised before proceeding towards the parliamentary action as the public was not informed while signing it. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda met and agreed to hold a meeting of the senior leaders of the ruling coalition tomorrow. The meeting is being held in order to address the latest developments, including the MCC aid. Prachanda's personal secretary Ramesh Malla said the meeting held at Baluwatar today agreed to hold the meeting of the top leaders of the ruling coalition at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The major opposition CPN UMLO structured the meeting of the House of Representatives today as well. No sooner House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota announced the beginning of the meeting, the UML lawmakers stood up and staged a protest. CPN UML has been obstructing the House of Representatives for the Speaker not implementing its decision to take action against its 14 lawmakers who joined the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. Speaker Sapkota urged the protesting parliamentarian to create enabling environment to deliberate on 42 bills needed to run the state and to let the voices of the public be heard. The parliamentarian thereafter chanted slogans and continued with their protest. The Speaker drew the attention of the protesting parliamentarians about the concern expressed by civil society intellectuals about the ongoing disruption of the House. He also appealed with the parliamentarian to present their agendas and issues, applying the standard procedures of the parliament elected by the people. Amidst the protest, Law Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu tabled the annual report of the Tharu Commission in the House meeting today. Likewise, the House endorsed a condolence proposal on the demise of former lawmakers Jagat Bahadur Tajpuria, Lakshmidas Manandar and Dr. Duman Singh Thapa. The next meeting of the House has been set for the 18th of February. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Supreme Court has ordered to register a writ filed against announcement of the local level elections date. A single bench of Supreme Court Justice Isur Kothiora issued the order scrapping the court's earlier verdict of annulling the case filed against the election date. The Supreme Court ordered the concerned side to register the writ saying an interpretation was necessary on the constitutional and legal provisions for the tenure of the local level representatives. Nepali Ambassador to the United Kingdom Gyanachandra Acharya took the oath of office and secrecy before President Vidyadevi Bhandari today. Ambassador Acharya was sworn in at a ceremony held at Sital Nivas in the presence of Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka and other high-level officials. An arrest warrant has been issued against CPN UML House of Representatives member Mohan Bania. This 57-year-old MP representing Bungu District has been accused of raping a lady from Jumla. A teacher from Jumla had filed a case against former minister and MP Bania in Barker District Court on the 7th of February, accusing him that he had raped her on the 2nd of February. Barker District Police DSP Madhusudan Nopane said since the court has issued an arrest warrant, MP Bania would be arrested soon. A total of 639 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Health Ministry confirmed the cases while testing 9,756 samples. Likewise, 1,600 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Health Ministry reported 3 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,905 in the country so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now, some international news update. NATO has urged Russia to prove its pulling back troops from around Ukraine's borders. NATO's Secretary General has insisted that Moscow was massing more forces near its neighbor despite claims of a withdrawal. He says Russia has increased the number of troops and more troops are on the way. His remarks came as Russia said more of the estimated 100,000 soldiers it had deployed near Ukraine in recent months were withdrawing after Moscow initially announced a partial pullback a day earlier. Meanwhile, Ukrainians were marking a day of unity called by President Volodymyr Zelensky amidst claim from the United States that Russia may be readying to invade imminently. Meantime, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova has made fun of Western officials for warning that today may be the date upon which Moscow would launch an attack on Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. MCC pact not tabled in House of Representatives as political parties fail to forge common view. Law Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu says MCC to be presented in the House on Friday after discussion. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussing MCC pact tomorrow in a bid to find consensus. And NATO demands proof of Russia pulling its troops from Ukrainian border. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.